Shabbos, Kodesh, a good night, Shabbos, everybody. We are back. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. We are back turning this Friday into Erev Shabbos. Thank you for joining us. So good to be together again. Ayah Shabbos, Ayah Shabbos. Special thank you to our generous sponsors for the year, Mendes, Zippor, Fishman, Switzerland, Rukabas, Zippor, Fredel, and Emory, Robert, Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov, Tzib, and David, Aryeh. Also, today's Turn Friday to Erev Shabbos is sponsored by Carol Wald, in memory of her mother, Chaya Fredel, Bas, Yerachmiel. Thank you so much, Bishama, Shanhad, and Aliyah. All right, we continue. Bayam Derachecha, Rav Ishmael Morgenstern, Big Tzaddik in Yerushalayim. And he has been helping us turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by sharing messages and teachings, helping us prepare and get ready. We've been through many of the kavanas, many of the concentrations, many of the mindfulness we're supposed to have when showering, shaving, cutting our nails, setting the table, getting dressed. Each of these are stages to prepare. Friday is not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. Not only in being ready early, but our mindset, our attitude, the music we listen to, the hop in our step, the face that we wear, the demeanor that we have, all of it is preparing, welcoming, getting ready, transitioning, transforming to Shabbos. We don't live on Shabbos to get ready for the week. We live the whole week in order to experience and get ready for Shabbos. So we last left off with Hischadshus Behargashus or Shabbos. We've been talking about Shabbos renewal, freshness, getting ready. One of the Yesodos of Avoda, one of the core and foundations of serving Hashem, of being the best version of ourselves, is constantly rejuvenating and constantly renewing. I'm not getting stuck in a rut or a rote or creatures of habit, but constantly renewing who we are and what we do. Use a new sitter and use a new bencher and get a new kiddush cup and learn a new sefer and get a new dvar Torah, tell a new story. Renew whatever it takes, the physical stimuli externally or internally, an attitude, a focus, a concentration, lahaschal mechadash, to start from the beginning, to live with a cheshek and a sheifa, to have new goals and new aspirations and new dreams, to picture a new us and a new Shabbos table, to picture a new davening, a new experience. A new experience. Tzar shalola stapek b'masha kibalnu. We can't be satisfied. We can't be complacent. It can't be enough to keep the same Shabbos when we were 10 years old, 20 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, that we don't have a deeper understanding, that we're not more immersed, that we don't have a deeper experience of Shabbos. In kvar zacha ma'at tamid tzarech l'chapes od. If we've merited a little bit, search for and long for more. What does it mean more to tap into Shabbos? L'schonen lachin kelim, l'kabal bem or gadol yoser. You know, we want to receive and accept the light of feeling we're in the presence of the divine, the light of tranquility, of serenity, the light of being at peace with nature, the light of shutting off and turning off the noise, to be able to hear ourselves, our neshama, and to hear Hashem, for that neshama to be yisera, for the neshama to be expanded, for the neshama to be greater, for the neshama to be bigger. And in order to receive that bright light, we have to become a more proper, a more appropriate vessel. Because the light can only be received according to the size of the vessel that we are. If we're small in our thinking, if we're small in our dreams and aspirations, if we're small in our experience of Shabbos, then we'll only receive a little sliver of light, a tiny little ray. But the bigger and the broader we make ourselves, the more that we are ready to receive, the greater the light will be. We know that the lechem aponim, the bread that sat on the shulchan, these unusual loaves that were made on Shabbos, lechem cham kiyom halikcho l'rmosh avoda tzrichel lios bechizchachos kedavar chadash legamrei. That bread was switched out on Shabbos. We know, siluko kesiduro, when it was removed, it was as fresh as when it was there. It's one of the miracles the Gemara tells us that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, in the Tabernacle, and in the Temple regularly. When they switched out that bread, when after it sat there for a week, they removed it and replaced it with new loaves, with fresh loaves, it was as fresh, it was as warm as it was when it was first put there. And Rav Hirsch writes so beautifully, siluko kesiduro, what does it mean that it never got stale? It's not that the bread never got stale, it's the avoda never got stale. The Kohanim, the people who did that service, it never got old. It never got stale. It never became rote. but it was something which was fresh, it was something which was new. Ki ben amiti li'olam lo nimas lo me'ahavas aviv, elo davka nafsho acharecha, im zecharticha yitzuai ba'ashmoras eger b'ach. That a person who's in love, a person who has longing, it doesn't get old and doesn't get stale. It's fresh, there's a yearning, there's a desire, there's a romance, there's an energy, there's an electricity. And that's what there needs to be in our attitude and our relationship to Hashem and to Shabbos. Each and every Shabbos is different. Each and every Shabbos, we progress. Each and every Shabbos, we grow. My good friend Robert, it was great to see you earlier today, Rob Siemens. How do we bring Shabbos into the rest of the week, he asks, live here on YouTube. And the answer is Shalashuddas. Shalashuddas is that transition time at the very end of Shabbos, in which we stop and we reflect and we collect and we gather and we consolidate all the experiences of Shabbos, the conversations from those meals, the davening that stirred our soul, the rest and the sleep that we take with us to bring us rejuvenated into the rest of the week. When we transition Shalashuddas, Marav Havdalah, we are capturing, we're trying to think about, we're trying to be able to almost record and embed in our soul what we took from Shabbos to emerge from Shabbos a different person than the way we came into it. We come into Shabbos one person, the experience, the results of the week that we had. The week that we had maybe was filled with joy and success and achievement. Maybe it was filled with frustration, disappointment, and pain. And we come into Shabbos in order to work through, in order to experience, in order to lean into that, in order to work it out. And we come out of Shabbos when there's no noise and no to-do list, when there are no distractions and no technology, where there is nothing but reinforcing our relationship with ourselves, with the people around us, and with Hashem. And when we come out of that Shabbos, we read the Parsha of the week. That Parsha has something special for us. There are no coincidences. We believe whatever we read that week, we were meant to read that week. There are timeless messages in the Parsha of that week for us, for that week. In the Haftorah of that week, for us, for that week. There are no coincidences. It is meant for us to glean, to take out, to find. This week we'll read Chazak. We finish Vayechi. We finish the first book of the Torah, Bereishis. We'll stand up Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. Many will need to hear that. There are people going through difficult times, dear friends, who are experiencing challenges and suffering and losses of disappointment of different kinds. And they need to hear Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek. They need to hear be strong and be strong, Vinis Chazek, and we'll strengthen one another. There'll be a Motze Shabbos and there'll be another Shabbos. And even with those disappointments, don't ignore or don't dismiss the pain, but even with it, know that they're part of a bigger picture and part of a bigger plan. And hold on tight. Chazak, Chazak, we're here to strengthen one another, Vinis Chazek. This is a Shabbos of Chazak for those who need to hear it. Chazak, Chazak. So, Rab, we come out of Shabbos and we take what we experienced. We take how we are transformed. We bring with it the strength, the energy, the rest. We bring with it whatever we took out. But we have to go into Shabbos with a plan. Who are the people? What are the conversations? What are the songs? What are the games? What are the rest? What are the books I want to read? What is the studying I want to do? How do I use that time in that space of Shabbos? For a Jew, the rest of Shabbos is not just a physical rest. For a Jew, Shabbos is not at the beach or the mall. That's not what Shabbos is. Shabbos is with friends, it's with family. Shabbos is with prayer, Shabbos is with study. Shabbos is with reading. All the things we claim we don't have time for. We claim we can never get to. We claim it's a priority. We claim it's the main thing even when we don't make it the main thing. Shabbos, we make the main thing the main thing. We disconnect, we turn off. We're not influenced, we're not distracted by to-do lists and by work and by places to go, by technology, by social media, by culture, by pop culture, by a news cycle. Shabbos, we disconnect and we're able to renew, we're able to rejuvenate. We spend time with ourselves and rediscovering who we are and who we could be and with the people around us. It's Hischadshus. It's Siluko Kisiduro. Just like the lechem aponim, the showbread, this holy bread, it was replaced, and yet it didn't grow stale. It was new, it was fresh, it was exciting. Ki ben amiti, because if you're true, if we're genuine, if we're authentic, then that longing, that electricity is the real. There are new two Shabbases that are the same experience. Every Shabbos is new because every Shabbos there's a new us. There are no two Shabbosim. There are no two Shabbases that follow the exact same week. Every week we have a new week. Every week is a new us. We went different places. We had different conversations, different meetings, different experiences. Shabbos was filled, that week was filled rather with different things. And therefore the Shabbos that follows by definition is different. No two Shabboses are the same and no two Shabboses can be experienced the same. And no two Shabbos should leave us the same when we come out and we leave that Shabbos. So what happens? We'll continue next time. Ma'usim kashalom argishim esaor. What happens? We try to be a vessel. We try to long. We try to be excited. We try to have electricity. We try to have Shabbos restore our soul. but it's not coming. It's just not happening. It's not flowing. What do we do then? How do we come out of it? We'll continue with that, please God, next week. Until next time, though, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Have a holy and an elevating and an enriching and the most beautiful Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. The Kavod Shabbos. The Kavod Shabbos. Come on, put your hands together. Get ready. Change your attitude. Change your focus. Change your energy. Drink a cup of coffee getting into Shabbos. Be energized. Don't collapse at the Shabbos table. Have a fantastic Shabbos, everybody.